Intro. Welcome. This is the Breakage Masterclass. Arranging the post-hit tail in Ableton Live 12 with an automation-first workflow. This lesson is focused and practical. We'll design tight, musical tails that follow a snare or impact in a drum and bass context, using only Live 12 stock devices. The core idea: keep your source dry, trigger fully wet returns with short send spikes in arrangement view, and automate the return devices to make tails evolve across the arrangement. What you will build: by the end you'll have a reusable setup that sends a single snare hit into a 100% wet reverb return, so a short send spike creates a musical tail. Uses arrangement automation on send to make the tail appear only after the hit. Automates return device parameters, reverb decay and EQ8, so tails evolve over 0.5 to 2 seconds. Optionally layers echo or grain delay on the return for motion, and an automated filter to darken the tail. Lets you resample a one-shot tail for reuse if you want. Quick setup notes: will work in arrangement view. Press it to toggle automation view and use only Live 12 stock devices, reverb, echo or grain delay, EQ8, compressor or gate, utility. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project setup. Start a new live set. Load your DNB drum rack or place a single snare audio clip on an audio track. Call it snare or track 1. Put a few hits at different bars so you can test tails in context. Create a return track. Create right arrow insert return track. This is your return A, and the send knob labeled A appears on every track. B. Configure the reverb return on return a drop live's reverb device. Set dry slash wet to 100%. Very important. The return must be fully wet so the send controls how much reverb you create. Set decay time in the range of about 1.2 to 1.8 seconds for snare tails in DNB, and per delay around 12 to 30 milliseconds to preserve the transience attack. Use the reverb's high cutter damping to tame extreme highs if needed, but we'll add EQ after the reverb too. Place an EQ 8 after the reverb. Enable a high pass around 250. 450 Hz, with a 12 to 24 dB per octave slope. This keeps the reverb out of the sub and low mid region. Optionally plan to automate a gentle low pass on the return later to darken tails. If you want movement or texture, add echo or grain delay after the EQ. Keep the effect subtle for DNB, low mix or conservative feedback, unless you're creating a special transition sound. C. Automation first. Send spike to create tails on the snare track. Switch to automation mode. Press A. In the automation lanes, choose mixer right arrow sends right arrow A. Zoom to the bar with your snare hit. Use draw mode B or double click to create breakpoints and draw a very short spike on send A. Place one automation point exactly where the transient hits and raise it to a value between about 0.4 and 0.75 depending on how wet you want the tail. Immediately after the spike, a few 16th or 30 second notes later, or even smaller with a 1/64 grid, drop the send back to zero. That single spike sends only the transient into the fully wet reverb. The reverb then decays naturally, producing the post-hit tail. Use a tight grid, 1/32 or 1/64, for DNB tightness. Duplicate that spike across other hits where you want tails. Because reverb is 100% wet, tail length is determined by decay and return automation, not clip length. D. Evolving the tail with return automation. Rather than shaping everything per hit, automate parameters on return A to evolve tails musically. On the return track, press A and pick device parameters to automate. For example, draw a small envelope on reverb right arrow decay time to increase decay for a big transition hit, or automate EQ8's low pass frequency so the tail starts bright then moves darker over 0.6 to 1.5 seconds. You can also automate echo's feedback or delay time if you want tails that morph into rhythmic repeats after the initial reverb. E. Tightening and controlling the low end after reverb and EQ. Add a compressor or gate to control tail energy between hits. For ducking, place a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it to the kick or the snare so the tail ducks when new hits arrive. This keeps the low end tight in DNB. For absolute cutoffs, use a gate with a short hold and release to prevent tails from overlapping too much. F. Optional. Resample the tail to a one-shot if you want a permanent one-shot tail. Arm a new audio track to resampling, solo return A, and record the tail into arrangement. Trim and add fades. That one-shot is handy for transitions, but keep using the automation-first approach for most of your arrangement, because it's more flexible. G. Starting parameter suggestions. Reverb. Decay 1.2 1.8s, per delay 12 25 ms. Send spike value 0.40.75, reverb ek hpdef, 250-450 hc, echo, tri-synced 1/16 or 1/8 dotted for rhythmic tails, feedback 15-35%. Common mistakes to avoid: don't forget to set reverb dry/wet to 100% on the return. If it's not fully wet, you'll mix the dry signal twice and defeat the workflow. Don't draw long send automation. Long send smear transients and muddy the low end in DNB. Use short spikes. Always high pass the reverb. Unfiltered tails will choke sub frequencies. Make sure you're automating an arrangement view and choose mixer right arrow sends right arrow A. Confusing clip envelopes with arrangement automation is a frequent error. Avoid long decay settings on many hits. Several long tails will clutter the mix. Use shorter decays or gate/duck tails under the groove. Don't automate dry/wet on the original track instead of the return. That usually ruins the original sound and reduces flexibility. Pro tips: use predelay to preserve attack. A small predelay keeps the transient punchy before the tail arrives. Automate EQ over time, so the tail starts bright and sinks under the mix via a moving low pass. Sidechain the return to the kick to keep low-end impact while the tail is present. For character, add a grain delay after reverb and automate grain pitch or spray. Subtle modulation works best in DNB. If multiple instruments need the same tail behavior, automate the return devices globally rather than copying identical send envelopes across tracks. Freeze and flatten or resample a final tail to save CPU and create a one-shot for reuse. Save your return chain as an audio effect rack preset so you can recall the post-hit tail chain in future projects. Mini practice exercise. Allow 20 to 40 minutes objective. Create a single snare with a post-hit tail that sits cleanly in a DNB loop. 1. Place a snare at bar 2 and a simple kick pattern. 2. Insert return A, add reverb with dry/wet equals 100%, and EQ 8 after it with a high pass at about 300 hz. 3. In arrangement view, select the snare track, choose automation right arrow mixer right arrow sends right arrow A, and draw a narrow send spike on the snare hit using a 1/32 or 1/64 grid. 4. Play the loop and adjust the send spike level until the tail is audible but the snare remains punchy. 5. Automate reverb decay to increase slightly in a later bar to create a longer tail for a fill. 6. Add a compressor on the return and sidechain it to the kick so the tail ducks when the kick hits. 7. Export a 4-bar loop and compare before and after to hear how the automation first tail sits in the mix. Recap: this lesson showed an automation first approach. Set up a 100% wet reverb return. Use short send spikes on the snare track in arrangement view to trigger tails and automate return device parameters, decay, ek, echo or grain delay, to evolve tails musically. Keep low end tight with HP filtering and sidechain or gating, and resample tails if you want a static one shot. Think of the send spike as a trigger and the return chain as the instrument you're playing. Automation first gives you precise, mix-friendly post-hit tails that are easy to tweak across an arrangement. Closing note: save your return chain as a rack or template once you've dialed it in. Color code and name tracks and automation lanes so you don't edit the wrong parameter. And practice drawing different spike shapes and return automations. Small changes in timing and filter movement will change the feel dramatically. That's it. Now go experiment and make tails that sit perfectly in your DNB mix.